welcome back to another week of the Makers Misfits podcast. My name is Joe, and I'm the GM for this misguided misfit adventure. I'm accompanied by my five friends, Nathan.
Hello.
Chris.
Oh.
what the cave.
Nathan, what happened to you?
Nate fell down a hole. Good day.
What was that?
Fuck, man.
Howdy.
Elmer?
Salutations.
Zachary.
I already said howdy.
Marcus.
Hi.
Dear God, what happened to you, Nathan?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You were talking just fine like 5 minutes ago.
Is it bad now?
No, it's fine now. Fine. But when you said hi, it was horrible.
I think maybe I wasn't just facing my mic, but okay. All right. I mean, nothing had really changed for me, but okay.
That's wild.
You always gotta face it, man. Make eye contact.
Look the mic straight, yeah.
Don't want to deter you guys. Let me clap right for really second for editing later, but I just want to say this. It's very random, but I'll be quick. We have had 41 listeners, 17% from the last episode, all from Virginia. Does anybody know anybody that's in amazing. Virginia?
No.
Well, that's definitely social media.
Shout out to my Virginia homies.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, shout out to the Virginia homies.
It was very random because the McCullough has always been like California, Chicago, whatever.
I think Virginia.
Virginia.
There was that huge spike that we had 34 listens in one day. And there were a lot of it was the newest episode. Something happened. I don't know what happened. But someone maybe just listened to our episode over and over again. I don't know.
17 times?
Fell asleep
the French
with repeat.
Person moved.
Fell into a coma with repeat on.
I don't know. It was very random. I thought it was strange, but whatever. So I'll clap again for a possible edit out. We're leaving it in, you know, for whoever.
That was fun.
If they're still listening in Virginia, perfect, great. Shouts out to them.
Last week, I didn't know where to go from there, Zach. Last week, we had... Oh, Zach, you don't know what happened, do you?
No, I don't. So you can give me an update as well as the listeners.
So, do you remember 2 weeks ago, you guys were going back up the stairs, the doors locked, yes. That whole thing?
A bunch of mummies or whatever.
Yes. So you actually got kidnapped by ghouls when you guys were going back upstairs. You were bitten and it paralyzed you.
Oh, shit.
And they were actually going to eat you, but they thought you were too salty.
They're probably right.
So, your friends, Snap went to go save you.
That's what's up. And
you can listen to the rest of the podcast because it's not gonna sound well for your other friends.
They gaslit me. They're like, he's not down here.
Well, and I was like,
literally, they tried to gaslight me.
No, we had a lot of confidence in Naz. A lot. Maybe too much undeserved confidence.
You fully didn't know or even think about where he was.
No. Look.
So I was left for dead.
Though. And look, to Marcus' credit, we're just trying to convince him not to go look for Naz. Only because Joe told us that Jack wouldn't be joining us, and he's like, "Yeah, I'll just do something with him." I'm like, "Okay, yeah, sure. Maybe he'll just like not use him or write him out for this episode, and he'll just come back."
Joe fashion,
yeah exactly. So then, it's not like we expected Joe to weaponize your disappearance on us.
I swear to God,
but no,
can't trust Joe.
But you can totally trust Marcus because Marcus is the only one who believed you were in trouble. We all thought you were fine.
We're in a hallway. The only dude behind me is Naz. I turn around, he's not there anymore. They're like, we don't know where he is. He could be anywhere. The Holy Ghost one place.
I honestly thought like Joe was gonna have you come in this week's episode, just like out of the blue, and we'd be like, "Where are you? Where were you, Naz?" And you'd be like, "Oh, I was just out having a smoke."
Oh, don't fucking like worry about it.
Yeah, that's true. I honestly thought that's how it was gonna go. But
same. That's why I thought it too.
I even had your cigarettes fall out of your pocket and like leave like a trail, basically. There's your eye patch on the ground, your shoe is on the ground.
In hindsight, those are very clear clues, but you know.
I honestly thought he was deterring us even more to not go look for him. Like, look, his stuff's still here. He's fine. Like, he'll be back.
I might listen to the previous episode.
I think I literally said, oh, he would never leave that. He'll be back. Don't worry.
Yeah, we said that. Like, oh, he wouldn't leave without that. He's going to come right back.
And Snap was like, it's on the fucking floor.
Well, today, at the very least, you're here, Zach, and we can finally go through those very fancy-looking chamber doors, entrance, or whatever. So,
or maybe so
I'm back with you guys.
Yes. Or maybe we keep on. Tight. I mean, there are some shitty guys down here, and we got a new piece of loot. So maybe we should keep on exploring down here. Because the other guy was clearly running away with Naz, so there must be something else down here. But I mean, that's Nathan talking. I don't know about Fidget.
Am I hurt?
You were healed up.
Okay, so I'm back to where I was.
Where you previously. Were, yes.
Okay.
All right, Joe.
Is anyone hurt?
Cigarettes?
I'm a little hurt. I do. You know what's crazy? I didn't get touched at all last episode.
No one did. No. That was amazing. Oh yeah. Zach, also, I fucking...
Because Anna Carmen's a cold woman.
I bodied the fucking room you're trapped in. I fucking blew it up.
What?
I did that for sake. I did that. I saved you.
Wait, I don't know what happened now.
He littered.
Listen, you gotta listen to it. Yeah, he littered.
And now Fidge is saying you blew up an entire room for me.
I did.
So when you wake up,
lying to me.
When you wake up, it's because they were forced. They were basically I just walked away. I walked away, and they wouldn't leave me. And then we found you eventually. Is what happened. But they were trying their hardest. Like literally, I was walking down the hall looking for you. And
they were trying to convince him to stop.
And I'm like, I have your cigarettes in my hand. I'm like, what? I'm like, clearly, he didn't go forward because we just killed the people that were up there.
All right. So, did you want to heal up Anna Carmen, you said?
I mean, I'm at like 36 health out of 41. It's like, I got a couple cuts, just some small cuts.
Well, do you want me to do it now or wait until in case you get hurt?
We can wait. All
right.
You guys are in this catacomb.
Catacomb. What secrets?
No one. I've never heard anyone say catacomb.
Guys, you messed up.
Why are the floors so sticky?
What the fuck?
What?
I don't know.
I got it, Marcus.
I got it.
Let's go.
I don't get it.
Catacomb, honeycomb.
Oh, damn it.
Not what I got. Okay. Are we just...
That's an inside joke.
For I thought that was another edging joke, to be honest.
It kind of was. Not necessarily edging.
All right, Anna Carmen. Went down, you found a dead end, basically, and there's a big gray... Well, obviously, it's gray. It's a big stone door.
Stone door, you say?
On one side, it's painted blue, mm-hmm. and it has waves, and on the left side, it's painted white, and it's the shape of clouds and wind. But there's no handle. There's nothing. There is like a seam down the middle, so it obviously opens, but there's no handle, there's no lock.
So is there a password to it? Is there a magic word?
Beak friend.
No. It's a door.
Since we're in a chamber and there's many secrets here, maybe it'll open with parcel tongue.
Is Naz awake?
I'm scared.
Did it open? Did anything happen?
Nothing happens to the door. And yes, okay, Naz has all the health points he had when he left the party.
But he's not paralyzed anymore, right?
No, he's not good. Paralyzed.
Okay, cool.
Oh, Naz, your eye patch is off, though.
Where is it at? Do I have it?
Snap has it.
Hey, Snap, can I have my eye patch back?
I didn't pick it up. I just took your cigarettes, but I'm not giving them to you. I'm going to try and smoke one
when no one's looking. Does Naz really have a bad eye, or is you just wear the eye patch for fun?
No, remember it's in case of emergency, in case he ever does this.
Yeah.
So I roll for perception to see if those mummy things around me, can I see them? What did I roll?
You rolled 13. A 13.
So can I steal the wrapping off of them?
Yeah, you can.
What is that, thievery?
It's nothing because they are dead and you are just taking clothes off of them.
Roll for pink eye.
I'll roll for thievery still. So I'm gonna steal some of the cloth and make a makeshift eye patch.
You do it.
I roll crafting.
Jay, okay.
It's a very bad eye patch.
You put it on the wrong eye.
Hey, Naz, do you want? Looks like you, do you want a mummy patch? I can make you one if you want.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Okay. Fidget rolled 19 thievery, Joe.
Okay, for what?
For concealing the eye patch.
Oh my god, okay.
Oh my god. I take some of the wrap and I rolled a 19 crafting for the eye patch.
It's not perfect. Too tight, not too loose.
I feel good. Won't give him pink eye.
This is probably one of the best eye patches I've ever fucking had in my eye.
Of the two I've had.
God damn. And that's a good eye patch.
I go to Anna Carmen. And I see the door. You already rolled a perception?
Yeah, I rolled a 13.
Can I perceive it? Okay, not much better. 14.
It looks like a gray door to me. I don't got much for you.
Joe? Well, thank you.
Yes?
For confirming that it is a gray door.
Since now Fidget knows that there is trouble in these catacombs, she wants to check out this corner, and she's going to roll stealth just so she can approach it. Okay, or Anna Carmen is just going to go. Never mind.
Oh, whoa.
Whoa, Joe. Are we supposed to see that?
Yeah, that's in her line of sight.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait, no, Anna Carmen can't see that far.
I have a sword.
She has a light sword.
I have a light sword.
It's 20 feet.
It's fine. It's too late.
Also, it's giving.
Throw it down the
hall. Also, it's showing light too, Joe.
If it's emitting light, Joe, then I can see it.
Oh, yeah, you're right. There is light in there.
That's how light works.
Oh, is that another brazier I see? Maybe we could take that one too.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
We took the other one.
Let's see here. I will roll stealth, though. Oh! Boom. Natural 20.
You're hella stealthy, bro.
Alright, you are stealthy.
Yeah.
Don't be suspicious.
Amar, tell him. As he enters the room.
My stealth is, that's not right. That can't possibly be right.
32.
Okay, it's plus 9.
Oh. 29.
So it's 29 total.
Too bad you entered the room. Oh, all God.
Right. So, you get to that point without anyone hearing you. And on the way up, you begin to hear little nomming sounds. And as you begin to approach, and right where you are, actually, the smell that you smell...
That smelly smell is literally
the worst smell you've ever smelled.
Smelly.
Say smell more, Joe. Say smell more. It smells like fish mixed with honey, mixed with dead fish, mixed with dead bodies,
walnut shrimp.
Mixed with walnut shrimp, and a little bit, just a little bit of hazelnut.
Would real life Chris be able to smell this? That's the question.
Yes, real life Chris would be able to smell it and would get
it. I doubt it.
You know what? Like
that's OG Chris.
Yeah, that doesn't sound too bad.
And you also see in here two ghouls and an even scarier type looking creature.
A scarier type.
Yes, it looks ghoulish, but it's a little bit bigger. And I'll show you guys a picture. Actually, give me a second.
Send me that pic. Send me that pic, baby.
Careful with the pics, though. I was gonna send them right over.
I'm towing the line, baby.
Jesus Christ. You guys go?
Hey, yo, a smiler.
He seems chill.
It is a ghoulish type creature.
He's pretty nice teeth.
He has big teeth, and his face is. He has a jawbone necklace that he uses as a mask.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Snap has a cousin that looks like that. A
little avant-garde.
And he is just relaxing underneath this giant statue. And he's being fed scraps of meat by the other ghoul.
I see all this. And I want to go back and report to the homies. And I come back.
Yo.
And I say, I describe everything... I describe everything I just saw. But, like, my main focus here is telling Fidget, I think you should do what you did last time.
Blow them motherfuckers.
Cast that same spell.
Well, I mean, I would like to, but I feel like inside me, like, that same power, it's... I only have one use left, and like, what if there's still more stuff to deal with upstairs? Like, do you think I should waste? I should use it here and then just, you know, be out of that for the for upstairs, or
yes.
Well, Anna Carmen, I respect your strategy, and yeah, and I feel like you have some really good leadership qualities. So, I'm just gonna listen to what you say.
Beautiful. Anybody else have any other suggestions?
Do I hear this conversation?
Yeah, you're standing literally right next to
him. Yes, and then I did ask for other suggestions.
What are you gonna do, Fidget?
I'm gonna blow him the fuck up.
That sounds fucking great.
Jesus. No, yeah, I'm just gonna. Fuck, goddammit.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You should really keep it down, Naz. We're trying to be stealthier. You're screaming. I'm just gonna go. I'm just gonna go. I'm already moving, Joe.
Alright. I'm gonna have you roll for initiative.
Alright.
Because that was a loud as fuck.
Yeah, I know. I know.
So everyone's gonna roll for initiative as... Shit. Combat.
Well, that's not good for me. Thanks, Naz.
I'm sorry.
You're not. You don't care. You're not sorry.
Fidget, what'd you get?
Zach, sorry.
A 9.
And a Carmen?
Joe just has that.
20.
That's all. Snap?
20.
Naz?
17.
And Grimlock?
13.
I don't think the plan's gonna work anymore.
Alright, Anna Carmen, you are up first.
I hold my turn.
Can I hero point my initiative?
I'll let you hero point your initiative. Why not?
I don't ever use my hero point.
Do you think that I can hold my turn too?
No, but the point, I rolled a 9. The point is I need to be there before they start moving and filling in because my spell is an area effect.
Will they be polite?
They're not going to be polite. So I'm going to hero point my initiative, Joe. Oh, okay, all right, cool. That's going to be a 22.
Wow.
That was clutch.
Digit, you're up first.
All right. Step one, enter the room. Say what's up. Say what's up to that goblin. What's up? And once again, she clapses her hands together, making that little, like, kind of like all of her fingertips touching and her thumb touching.
Hey, do me a favor really fast. Give me a fortitude save.
Why? Oh, the smell. For what?
It was a...
As you get closer to...
Okay, but how come Anna Carmen had to roll fortitude save? I'm in the same exact spot that she was in.
I let Anna Carmen get away with it.
No, Anna Carmen was right here.
I know, just said I let Anna Carmen get away with it.
Wow.
That's okay.
He said, I like Anna Carmen better.
Fucking yeah, whatever.
Anna Carmen feels a slight unappreciation towards God right now.
I feel like our DM is a little sexist.
What?
You're...
13, yes, you said?
They're both men and women.
13.
Yeah, back.
Think about what he did.
Yeah. He had to go tell his baby.
Watch the MySpace movie?
No.
Yeah, I did. Because
I appreciated that. No, I know you did, Omer. You sent it.
All right, sorry.
The Social Network?
No. Oh, I love that guy.
He was in that movie.
No.
Not. And he's about to be in Spider-Man.
Justin Timberlake.
Spoilers, Omer.
I ain't spoiled nothing.
You tried.
Definitely didn't.
All right, Pidgey, roll 13.
Omer's a spoiler.
Yeah, roll 13.
Not a spoiler.
All right, so what happens is you become sickened. So you take a -2 penalty. Oh, right now you've just become sickened 1. So that's -1 to your stuff. And you take a -2 penalty to saves against diseases and to recover from the sickened condition.
Mm-hmm. That's fucked up.
There's also a way to get rid of your sickened condition by just retching.
Retching?
Yeah, but that's gonna take an action, right?
Yeah. But
I'm not retching.
You didn't critically fail, so like, you can do your retching.
Like heaving, Zach.
That?
Whatever, Joe. Alright, Finch, cast her spell. Everyone in the room needs to make a basic reflex save.
You doing like a tri-beam? Like Neo tri-beam?
That's kind of thing with your hands? No, she just does it. There's no time for flavor anymore. Joe took the wind out of my sails.
But is that what you were aiming for?
No, it wasn't.
Thanks. I was excited.
Man, this is such. Oh,
would have been really cool if you were.
I hate you. Whatever. Right.
So, the bigger one got a 30.
Great.
100.
The one that's right next to it actually got the 19. So that is a 24.
103.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's a 28. And then the other guy only got an 18. Mm-hmm. What does that give you?
Do I have a +9?
The bigger guy has a +something. The other guy has a +something.
I'm
trying to get my deuces.
It's 9, guys.
Yeah, 30, 28, and
18. All right, yeah, they all succeed. So they only take half damage.
Yeah, any of them critically succeed?
12. Yeah, the 30 one, Joe. The one with 30 did.
Okay.
Ah, Joe.
So that's 4 points of damage, you said?
Yeah.
Okay. Still did 8 points of damage in one hit.
Good work.
How did I do 8 points of damage in one hit?
He's adding all the damage you did.
Yes. Exactly.
Oh, I swear, Naz, it was a lot cooler when you were...
What are you talking about? All the damage I did.
All the collective damage you've done.
Oh,
not just not 8 points of damage to one ghoul.
Yeah. Yeah, I got it. Okay.
Anna Carmen, it's your turn.
Okay. I see the wind... has kind of been taken out of the explosion. So I'm gonna have to do a reflex save if I'm in there too, huh? But I don't know this. So
if you hold your nose.
I hold my nose. I'm just kidding. I draw my rapier. I move up. And what do I have to roll for this smelly spell?
Fortitude save.
Okay, I'm gonna roll my d20. Okay, 6. plus, let's see here. Plus 8, 14.
You become sickened 1.
And then what's the debuffs I get?
You take a -1 to all your stuff.
-1 to all my stuff, okay. Yeah, and?
That's it. That's all that's relative right now.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and try to take a stab at this guy.
Okay.
Ooh, 19 plus 9, but I guess we could just do plus 8, so 27.
That's a critical hit.
Ooh, snap.
Oh, snap.
All right, let's do my 2 damage dice.
2 damage dice.
Ooh, 6 for the first one. 11 plus 2, 13.
Plus 2 again. You times it by 2.
Oh, that's right. Okay, 15. Plus my deadly D8 dice. It's coming right now.
Oh, shit. Don't do it to me.
17 total. Piercing.
You stab this guy right through its chest, and it's dead.
Damn!
Oh, beautiful. All right, what do I roll now for the thingy, the explosion?
Nothing. That's not until my next turn, until I sustain it.
Okay. Beautiful.
So if you guys do enough damage by my next turn, I won't sustain it, then I'll just drop it, and you guys don't have to do it anymore.
Beautiful! I end my turn.
Snap, it's your turn.
Kind of awkward thing we got going on. I'll hold my turn until the end of the round.
All right. It is time for the other ghoul's turn. It's going to stride up to you, Anna Carmen, and it's going to take a few bites out of you. So, it comes up from the back of the room, and it's going to try to bite you first.
If I remember right, the bonuses are ridiculous.
That is a 23 to hit.
Yeah, that hits me.
So you're going to take... You take 2 points of piercing damage. But I need you to throw me a fortitude save.
Again? Oops. 7 plus 8, 15.
Alright, nothing there, but I need you to throw me another fortitude save.
Okay. 4 plus 8, 12.
You are paralyzed.
Okay.
So go ahead and we can look up the paralyzed condition for Pathfinder 2e.
Cool.
Because he is still gonna try to attack you. Body is frozen, you're flat-footed.
Mm-hmm.
And you can only use actions that use your mind.
Yep.
Alright. So it's gonna go ahead and try to attack you again with a claw. Oh no, it's gonna try to bite you again. Like biting you. That's not gonna hit though. Even with its
I have a minus 3.
Yeah, it's still nowhere close to you. Yeah, rolled a 4.
Okay.
So that's its turn.
It's a 17. I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's nowhere near. Nah, okay. It's your turn.
I go up right behind
Serious?
Yes.
Well, can he hold his turn? I think he only did one thing. Are you trying to hold your turn or end your turn?
Hold it.
Then why don't you move back and just hold it until you want to go?
I will stand right here and hold.
Okay. It is the main guy's turn. He's going to step backwards and he is going to take out his short bow and take a shot at you. Fidget. It's going to shoot at Fidget.
Very good.
is a 19.
Oh, plus boy.
12, so a 31.
Yeah, it hits.
That a crit?
Yeah, Joe, it's a crit.
All right, so that's 2d6 plus 4 plus 8. That's a... Why can't I do math? The 17. 17 points of damage. As it releases a bow straight into you.
Alright.
Jeez.
And now it's gonna take a shot at Anna Carmen. That is a...
That hits. My AC is only 17. You rolled 16. Damn.
Okay. So it's
28. Gonna...
Another... 6... So that takes 9 points of damage on you, Anna Carmen, as an arrow sinks into your thigh.
You say how many points of damage?
9 points.
Ooh.
Alright. Naz. Are you waiting?
I'm waiting.
Grimlock, it's your turn.
Alright.
After this, guys, it's the end of the round, so you might want to use your turns after this, so you don't lose it.
I was thinking of pulling Anna Carmen out there, but I might just go on the offensive.
I can't even protest that if I wanted to.
I'm gonna step in front of you in the smiler. Smiley, we call him.
Old Smiles.
Smiles. Hey,
they call me Smiles.
You wanna know how I got these scars? I have to roll a fortitude and stepping in, right?
Yes.
Okay. Oh. 21.
You succeed, nothing happens.
Okay.
He's used to these smelly smells.
Yes.
That's true.
You actually don't smell anything.
Whoa. When art imitates life.
I'm gonna take a swing. Oh, hero roll. I rolled an 8. I rolled a critical 1. I'm going to hero point, though. Okay, woo! 21.
That hits.
Okay, and 9 points of damage.
Now you come down on him with your axe, and you do some serious damage there.
And then I yell out, "Get Adam Carmen out of here!"
Huh? What if I don't want to be out?
Try to fight the patriarchy.
Alright, Snap will go. I'll run up to behind Fidget, and then do Battle Medicine. That is a regular success. Because it's 10 plus 8, 18. And then, which is 2d8. So 12 hit points to Fidget.
And Riley appreciates it. Because she was not good.
She was dead.
She was pretty bad.
Yeah. And then Snowflake will come up into the room right here. And then... Or no, right here. And then bite the little one in front of him. 23.
That's a hit.
And then 1d8. 5 points of damage. And then retreat. And that's
Let's
my turn.
Let's have Snowflake roll a fortitude save. As she enters the cloud of stink.
Is it just plus the...
Thank you.
Plus AC? Or plus the constitution?
I don't know how fortitude saves are
familiar for animal companions.
For animal companions, I would. There's no like. Let me what check. Would it be?
15.
Oh, you're fine. That passes.
Okay, cool.
Oh wait, no, that doesn't pass. That fails. Sorry, I was looking at the wrong DC. So she's sick into one.
Okay.
Naz, did you want to go?
How tall is this Mr. Smiles?
He's a little bit shorter than Anna Carvin. So about, Anna Carvin's like 5'7".
Okay, so he's normal, or it's normal size.
But it's slouching, he's still at height, so.
Okay, so, but he's not tall.
No.
Or she, or they, I don't know. All right, I go up to here, and...
Roll a fortitude save. As Naz enters the room and gets right next to the stinky.
Ooh,
oh shit.
That's not good.
If anyone should have a bonus to the fortitude save, it's Naz though, you know?
That's what I'm saying.
Do you want a hero roll?
I feel like my gut says no.
Well, do critical failure.
Oh, 14.
Alright, so instead of being slowed one and taking away one of your actions, you're just sickened.
Say that again, I'm just what?
You're just sickened one instead of slowed one, because you just normally failed. So, good job.
Alright, then I slice him 2 times. First one does not hit, probably, I'm assuming.
And second one probably doesn't either.
Doesn't hit either.
What?
Yes, both miss. You rolled a 9 for the first one and a 15 for the second one. 16, actually, sorry, for finesse. Alright, so you take 2 swings at him, miss both times. That's your turn. Fidget, it's up to you again. You got Anna Carmen frozen in front of you.
Yeah, I know. I can't do anything about that. She's going to drop the spell because now everyone's in there.
Yeah.
And there's only 2 left, so she doesn't think that's going to be really helpful. It takes an action to retch.
Yes.
She's going to retch.
Yeah. Ew. And
just... oh, God. Oh, it smells like gnats. Oh. Oh my god. On a good day.
Go ahead and do another fortitude save.
You bitch. That's gonna be a 20. That's gonna be 20. That's gonna be 24, asshole.
Alright, you successfully throw up the bile that's in your stomach. And it clears out your nausea. You're no longer sickened.
Okay. Fan favorite. Telekinetic projectile. This dude. By Anna Carmen. That's gonna be a 15 to hit.
15 just misses.
Yeah, alright, yeah. Something loose from all the other clutter that was flying around the room just tries to hit that guy and that's it. I'm not having fun.
Talk to Fidget.
You're not sorry.
No, I am.
Alright, next person.
Anna Carmen, go ahead and attempt another fortitude save.
I'm paralyzed.
I know.
But yeah, let's check that out.
Oh!
5 plus 8, actually, there's a minus 1, because I'm sickened. Or paralyzed.
Sickened.
Also plus 7, 12.
That is a fail, you're still paralyzed.
Let's see here. I still have my hero point, but no, I don't want to, because I can still do something while paralyzed. I want to demoralize this guy.
Yes.
With your eyes.
With my eyes, because I have intimidating glare. So I don't need to say anything. I just need to look at him menacingly. All right, let's go. Intimidation check. Oh, nat 20.
You peed
the guy. The guy who shot me is intimidated as shit because I look pissed that I even got shot by this guy in the first place.
He is demoralized 1. Oh wait, is there anything special for you critically succeeding?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay.
I'll double check. Let's just go with demoralized 1, but I'll double check right now.
Okay. Yeah, that's you. It is the ghoul's turn. It has easy prey in front of it. It's gonna attack you, Anna Carmen. With its jaws, that is a 15.
Oh. Before we go further.
Yes.
You are frightened 2 on a critical success.
Shit.
Yes.
Frightened 2? What does that mean?
Just -2 to all of it, I think.
Probably, but I will also double check it.
Okay, yes, you're right. Frightened 2. That's gonna be fun for his attacks. Alright, the first guy misses with his jaw. the small ghoul that's right next to you, Anna Carmen. He just can't get through your armor.
Still minus 17. Oh, my AC is still 17.
It missed the first one, but it definitely hits with the second jaw attack. So that's going to do... That's not right. Take 5 points of damage. And I need you to roll another fortitude save.
Okay. 15 plus 7, 22.
Nothing so far. And then it's going to try to claw you. Oh, wow. That is a 20 to hit.
That hits.
Take 5 points of damage.
Oh, I'm getting there. I'm hurting.
3 points of damage. 3 points of damage.
I'm still hurting.
That's its turn. It's looking for a meal. And now it's Smiler's turn. Smiler did not like getting hit by an axe, so he is going to drop his short bow and take out his nothing.
Fists.
His mouth. He's going to try to bite you.
Minus two.
Yep, so that only brings it to a 27.
Oh, yeah, that's a hit. Yep.
Saved him from a crit, Anna Carmen. Good job. So you're going to go ahead and take 10 points of damage, and you're going to need to roll me 2 fortitude saves. The first one's going to be for the hidden thing that you guys don't know about yet.
Oh, I know, Joe.
Yeah.
Question. I just don't want to reveal it yet, you know? 19 for that hidden thing.
That hidden thing is like that. Fine.
Give me 12 one. For whatever this is.
As soon as the teeth hit into your arm, your body locks up and you are paralyzed.
Boo.
It is now going to try to bite Naz. That is a 19.
God damn it. Yes, it is.
Take 13 points of damage as it bites into your ear. And I need you to roll me 2 fortitude saves.
How many points of damage?
13.
So roll fortitude?
2 fortitude saves for me.
2 fortitude?
Yes.
Yeah, did you do the minus 2 in addition, Joe, to his to this guy's hit?
That would be what, a 13 plus 7, 20 minus 2. Oh, it's an 18, I'm sorry. Does an 18 hit you?
Well, isn't that his second attack too? Because it hit Grimlock.
That's why. It's a 12. It's usually a plus 12. So then only a plus 7. Minus 2, 18.
Oh, look at that. 2 21s.
All right, you save on both. And then it's tight. Going to move. It moves against the wall. And that's its turn. Grimlock, go ahead and give me a fortitude save. As it's your turn. See if you can beat that paralysis.
Oh!
All right, you succeed. You are no longer paralyzed at the end of your turn.
Great.
So you're not flat-footed. It is Snap's turn.
That's my turn?
Yep.
I go before Fidget. Where does Fidget go?
You're last. Yeah.
Fidget's top of the round.
It goes Snap, Naz, and Fidget.
Mm. Fidget didn't move. Interesting. Yeah. Alright, first Snowflake will go and attack the thing on the right. That is a 20.
20 hits?
Yes. Do the second affect damage? Remember, yeah.
Oh, I don't think so.
5 damage.
Alright, chipping away at it. Doesn't look good.
And blood
oozing out of it.
Snap will move up here and battle medicine. Yeah, I'll do okay. Let me do.
I just got to have you do it beforehand, because if you critically fail, you lose an action, and then you won't be able to do stuff.
12.
Alright, a 12 fails, so you're just sickened. 1.
Okay, and then 24. This is for battle medicine for an Carmen. Oh, is that a... What's a critical success?
10 plus the DC.
Okay, that's not a critical success, so then D... 2d8. 6 points for Anna Carmen.
You don't hear it, but I'm grateful.
see it in the eyes?
No, because all Snap can see is my back. Wait, no, he's right next to me. Sure. Snap can see it in the eyes.
Is that your turn, right, Snap?
Yeah.
All right, Naz, you're up.
I'm going to
make him flat-footed, Zach.
Is he flat-footed?
No, I said make him.
I'm going to bite him, smiley. All
right.
Oh!
19 hits?
19? That's a 26.
He rolled a 19. He didn't add it.
Yes, a 26 hits.
Deal 4 points of damage.
It looks disgusted that you bit it.
And I'm gnawing at it like a dog that just can't let go.
My goodness.
It's trying to kick you off.
Then while I'm biting him, I pull out my dagger and I try to stab him two times.
Damn it.
None of those hit.
No.
Right?
They do not. Okay. No. Fuck me. But you are chewing on its leg, so you have that going for you. Digit.
Fortitude save, yeah, first, because I'm still in there.
You are not in its stench cloud.
It's this motherfucker. Not the room. All right, well, telekinetic projectile on the dude next to Anna Carmen. Still trying to get rid of him, so he leaves her alone.
What?
Jesus Christ. That's another 15.
All right, that misses.
Yeah, okay. All right, and then a slingshot.
Okay.
That's a hit.
Nice.
Yes, that's a hit.
Wait, is it a critical hit? Because that would be a 16. I mean, 26.
Does it take a minus 5 for also being an attack?
No.
Then yeah, that's a crit.
We do this every time.
Okay.
Crit.
That's a crit.
Get him. Hey,
take this dude out. Take this dude out.
You wanted us to die.
5.
You kill it. You guys kill a lot of things with rocks.
There we go.
Very weird.
It's not weird. It's, you know, we're just going back to the roots of humanity.
Resource.
You know, yeah, stoning things to death.
I mean, you got two slingshotters, and then one of the slingshotters throws them with magic.
Mm-hmm. A lot of weirdness. I'm just hearing a lot of complaints for great content. That's what I'm hearing.
Same.
All right. It is Anna Carmen's turn. Give me a fortitude save, Anna Carmen. Come on.
Yeah, I'm going to give you a fortitude. Oh, hero point. I rolled a 3.
Roll that.
Actually, I retract it. Retract my hero point statement. I trust everybody to finish this thing off.
All right. Hero point retracted.
The decision that will end our podcast.
All right. Smiler is looking desperate right now. He does not like what is going on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Crap. He can't get out. There's no way out.
No, this guy cannot. Yes.
He starts to
cry. A trapped animal.
All right, it's going to bite Naz.
What?
Oh! Natural it bites itself in confusion.
You're all
it bites itself. It paralyzed.
Paralyzed itself. He's gonna try to bite Naz again.
What?
Oh my god!
Another nat one!
Fuck! He is dumbfounded.
You shoot yourself with the bow.
He runs to the door.
He chips his tooth.
Bitch. And he cries. And he cries. Tell me he cries.
There's tears running down his face. He bit his jaw as he was trying to bite you, and it's not good.
Bit his lip, you mean?
No, his jaw.
His jaw.
How does one bite?
It's you saw that guy's jaw. Face. He could do it.
I've seen
you bite your jaw all the time?
Unfortunately, I do.
Grimlock, it's your turn.
Actually.
Oh, this.
Finish it off, Grimlock.
Smiler is not moving.
He's just trying to
chainsaw his head off.
He's clawing at the door.
Turn it on.
Turn that motherfucker on.
Jump for the wrong roll. For the trip. Oh. Okay.
Oh man.
I rolled a 14.
Doesn't work.
You rolled a one is what you rolled.
Hero moment.
Just can't get it going.
Hero roll. Okay. I already used it, so my third action is gonna attack instead.
He forgot.
Great axe. Oh!
Oh! That one followed by a nat 20?
Dude, that's it, Joe. You can't stop him. Can't stop him, Joe.
How many points of damage is that?
It is
20 plus 7.
22. It says right there, Joe, 22!
No, is that plus the regular damage?
Yeah,
it's
critical. Critical damage, 22 slashing.
Chris, okay. Yeah.
I didn't know if I added 22 and 14.
Adds everything. It rolled twice. It's a 9 plus 2 and then plus 2.
Damn. All right, you just hack into this guy's back.
What?
And he is barely standing.
What? He's still standing? Jesus, mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't believe
I leave my axe in there.
Snap, it's your turn. He's just crawling at the door. He wants out.
How is he still alive?
Snap will walk up, switch to the sickle.
Oh my god, plus one sickle?
Oh.
First time.
I'm nervous right now. Sickle sounds terrifying.
Just come up behind him and just end it.
He ended it.
23
to hit.
That's a hit.
2 points of damage.
And he drops.
He ended it.
Damn. He was really cool. I liked him.
Smiling?
Don't introduce things you like to us, Joe. We will destroy them.
Just awfulness that happened here.
For who?
For them. You guys murdered them. This whole little community is gone.
Are you gaslighting us?
He's gaslighting us.
They kidnapped you. They were trying to eat you.
And you're like, this community.
Community of evildoers.
We killed them all, not just the men. The women. And the children, too.
I hate them!
Master Grimlock, what are we going to do?
Alright, so as you guys settle down, this room is like the other room beforehand. It has a giant statue. It is a big man.
A big what? Man?
Big man?
I saw a roll and I stopped. It's a big man. He's got a grim expression, forward brow, dark eyes, and pursed lips.
Is he edging?
He's got a large, imposing beard. And he's gripping a metal trident. And there also is a magically lit iron brazier underneath it.
Brazier. Hey, Grandma's ready to go for an arrow 19. Brazier.
Brazier. Not a bra.
This one does not work because you did not match 28.
I can't get it out?
Can't get it out, this one.
I think he definitely only gave it to you because you rolled a nat 20.
Okay.
At least I got one, so okay.
Where is it?
Is it still on fire?
It's magical. And it's always
magically
on fire.
Lit. I didn't know it was. Was it on fire? I thought it was just emitting light.
No, it's magically lit.
So on fire?
Yes, there's flame.
Where are you keeping this Grimlock?
Can I touch
it's
it?
It's in the other room still. We're going to bring it out when we leave.
Any heat. There's okay. No heat from it. It's a magical fire.
You're telling
fire.
Me this is a fire that doesn't burn?
Yes.
God damn it, I love it.
Interesting.
Does anyone know who this guy is?
I still can't talk. I don't know.
You are no longer paralyzed.
I'm not paralyzed?
Yes, okay. The time has run out. You gain your senses.
I don't know.
Okay, well, he looks like he got a nice trident. Anyone want to...
I try to pull the trident free from his grasp.
Give me an athletics check.
22 total.
You pry it from his hands.
Okay. Does it look different? Feel different?
It does feel a little bit different. It has runes etched into it.
Mm.
In occultism or your crafting check.
Okay.
Ooh, 28 total. Crafting.
He knows what that is. He can identify it. Oh, what the hell? Fighter's Fork.
You guys got a Fighter's Fork.
Oh, it's a plus one trident?
Plus one trident. It's decorated with some fish scales. You can use an action to make it a larger trident. You can extend your trident, if you will, and it gains reach.
That seems pretty cool.
This seems like a great item for a dwarf.
If only he spent his whole life creating this one item that he's using.
Yeah, I was like, it's pretty cool, but I don't think I'm gonna use it.
Yeah, I definitely will not either. It's not my type of weapon. Okay. Why was that playing? Is that you, Joe? Are you playing that right now?
Not
probably
me.
Zach.
That's Zach.
Well, that's all
right. It's 100% Zach.
That's the vibe I was getting from this.
Edge none of us are big enough.
That's a good Pokemon.
None of us. Well, other than you two, we're not big enough to.
That's what I'm like. It's got the shorten trait or whatever. That's why I was like, it's great for a dwarf. Shorten.
No, that's not. That's not.
It's made for you, Anaconda.
That's not what it does.
No.
I mean, I'll take it. It looks pretty cool.
Yes, please take it.
I'd say so.
No,
I don't believe so, guys.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, is there anything else in the room, Joseph?
Yes. You find 20 silver pieces underneath the statue. You find a jade and silver necklace. If you give me a crafting check, I can tell you how much that's worth.
Give you a what?
Crafting check.
It's probably just Grimlock that could check that.
You give me one crafting check. Dear God, guys.
13, 2, 3.
I'll give you a crafting check, Joe, with my untrained improvisation.
Untrained eyes.
9.
Everyone add 4 silver pieces to the to your pockets. We'll split it.
And then there is this. I told you about the necklace, right?
You said jade and silver necklace, yeah.
Oh. Yes, the jade and silver necklace. And there's a coral statue of a dolphin with emerald as its eyes, which looks like it could be pretty expensive. And then a arrow, just one singular arrow that seems to be wrapped with wood.
Is this
wrapped with wood?
Wrapped with wood?
Yes. Oh, sorry, wrapped with rope. And it has runes on the feathers.
Wrapped in gold.
Sid, you
want a dolphin?
Yeah, I want to pry one of those jade eyes out. Wait, is it a statue or is it a figurine?
It's like a figurine.
So we could take it with us.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, can we figure out what it is first?
Tiny dolphin.
It doesn't seem magical at all.
Okay. Well, I mean, if Snap wants it, he can have it.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
You could probably get it priced out back at the town.
I'll take
and
the arrow.
That bolt is that arrow is definitely magical.
I take it.
Okay.
All right. We'll see what happens with that.
Yep, we'll find out.
Oh my goodness.
I want to do an occult check on the pelt that I got earlier. 20. Unnatural 20.
All right, so that is a coyote colt. Cloak, not coat. There you go, Marcus. It's a dusty coat of mangy brown and gray fur. It's a plus one to survival checks. And if you critically succeed your survival check, to subsist, you can feed twice as many creatures. Very snappish kind of cloak.
Word. I'll wear it.
Fidget, you still really want that cloak, though.
Sure.
Something calls for you. Something calls to that cloak.
Hey, Naz, your arrow got some magic on it. You want me to look at it real quick for you?
Fuck off. I'm just kidding. Yeah.
I hold it up to the light, and what do I see? Roll a 26.
You recognize this as a climbing bolt. You can use this bolt to shoot into a wall, and once it strikes a solid surface, the twine unwinds from it and enlarges into a 50-foot-long rope.
Damn. That's a really fast. That is awesome.
oh, you should really hold on to this. This is a climbing bolt. No? Blah, 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 blah.
I tell you about it.
I'm probably just going to sell it.
I mean, probably useful for us, but, you know, whatever.
Nah, we'll Sam, no. We'll...
I mean, no one has a crossbow anyway, so.
Yeah, that's why I was, like, ready to just give it up. Joe, is that the whole catacombs? This is the entirety of the catacombs.
That's the entirety of the catacombs. Whoa. Around you is more fresh bodies, but the bodies have been chewed on a lot.
Can I open this door? Like, is it open? Can I open it from this side?
Same as last one. On the left side, it's painted in blue with the waves, and on the right side, it's painted white with the clouds and wind.
Yeah, but can I open it from this side?
You can... No. Okay, there's no handle. Then. You can try to push your way through it.
No. I don't care that much.
Okay.
I make sure to grab the brazier and carry it upstairs.
You guys are continuing on?
Yeah, I'm assuming we're all moving back upstairs, right?
I hit Naz with some medicine because he's the last one who hasn't been healed, and thanks. I succeed, and I heal 10 points of damage.
Oh shit!
Hey, where's Grimlock? Hey, Grimlock, could I get some healing? Took some damage there.
I'm up here. Yep, just watch. Mind the brazier. There you go. Yep.
Did you say brazier?
No, the brazier.
A brazier, okay.
I feel like we should all be careful. Can we stealth out?
That's why we're healing now.
I did not pass, got a 13 total.
Damn it.
I'm tiptoeing.
In your Jordans?
And my Jordans around this bitch.
As you guys move up the stairs, that door that previously was closed is now ajar.
What door?
Which door? The fancy door.
The fancy blue marble door.
A door turned into a jar?
Yeah. That's crazy. Druids are wild.
Oh, there's druids here.
Well, there's... Yeah, I'm here. I've been here the whole time.
So, I guess a snap.
Wait, a jar? Like a...
It's cracked open.
Like it's got jam in it.
Yeah, I was like, a jar?
So are we going to wait around a little bit so I can get healed, or do you guys just want to open the door?
Open the door.
No, I mean, I'm pretty hurt, too. I think we could wait some more time.
I think we could open the door. Naz's going to open up the door. I'm just kidding.
It's already open, technically.
Yeah, I mean, go through the door.
I never heard that before. A jar?
It's trolling.
Why is that so funny?
You're trolling.
You guys are waiting around?
Yeah, to heal.
All right, the hour passes. Nothing happens.
Yeah, okay.
Are you laying down, Gribble?
Yeah, it took a minute to bring one of the rooms.
A siesta.
I mean, you guys could rest.
We rest without sleeping, though.
How much is a short rest? Yeah.
There's not really much of a short rest anymore, I don't think.
Well, do we gain anything from a rest?
We just chill for an hour.
Don't even get like a half a cantrip or something.
Half a cantrip. Yeah, there's nothing.
All right, so I'll start with Anna Carmen. Or does Anna Carmen want me to snap? Or do you want Grimlock?
I mean, yeah, let's do snap. I don't know. There's something about getting healed by snap. I just feel more alive.
Well, I fail. Have I used my hero point? I don't think so. Have I?
No.
I don't know.
I'll do it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, regular success. And then 2d8. 10 points of damage to Anna Carmen.
Ooh, damage.
Yeah.
I healed myself, succeeded for 11 hit points.
Okay, I'm basically back to where I was before the fight.
Why are you so petty, Grandma? Well, you gotta do one more damage, one more heal, one more.
One more damage.
We ready? We trying to go? Is anybody else trying to get healed?
Yeah, is anyone else hurt?
Fidget, are you hurt?
She's hurt, but she doesn't, like, show it.
She keeps it on
the table. We all saw you get hurt. You don't gotta act tough.
Yeah, but I'm fine. Like, snap like patched me up pretty fine, and I'm still ready to go.
Okay.
Well, all right. Let's go through the doors.
What do we see through this open door?
This open jar. Through this open jar.
Oh.
You see.
That's cool. I'm tripping the fuck out.
Is this like a mosaic floor?
It's a magnificent gallery. It glows with light from magical spheres set into 8 twisting pillars that stretch from the floor to the ceiling that's 20 feet tall. The ceiling's a cloudy sky with storms within it. And it looks so real. The floor is covered with mosaic tiles.
Oh,
and it portrays the ocean, complete with coral reefs, seaweed beds, and a school of fish. There's corridors that lead away from the gallery to the north and south, and the hall ends in a massive bronze double door sculpted in a fantastic diorama of animals of all kinds, fish swimming in the sea, beasts walking the earth, and birds soaring in the sky.
Ooh.
Wow. What a total waste of time this room is, right, guys?
This is the nice thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, I've seen better art back where I'm from, but I guess this counts as art for the type of people that were here.
Snaps into it.
Nat is unimpressed. Man.
Are those gold doors at the end of the...
Bronze.
Oh. Oh, there's 2 hallways. Which way shall we go?
And Carmen, as you approached those bronze doors, the light seemed to dim within the room. And the creatures that are on the door look at you.
What creatures? What creatures were on the door again?
Animals.
Animals.
Yeah, what kind of animals?
Fish in the sea, beasts walking the earth, and birds soaring in the sky.
Every animal to exist.
That's very generic.
But
all of them.
So is this like
most importantly, there's a big brown bear that's on top of a hill. There is a whale that's within the sea and an eagle that's in the sky. And those 3 look at you.
Okay, something in my soul is just telling me right now that, I don't know, in a past life, I did not like bears.
Past life, I was a bear.
You hear echo through...
God damn it!
And you hear echo through the gallery.
Corruption has shut this door.
But that cannot keep us out.
Cleanse these halls of the corrupted that infest it.
And we will open this door for you. Or, if you are the one of the chosen of the winds and waves, then you may enter.
And as they all animate and say that, once they're done, they turn back into their sculptures on the wall.
Did we all hear that, or only Anna Carmen?
You all heard it.
Oh, okay.
Well, if there's any purging to be done of anything unclean, I know of a place to start. The smelly one over here.
Did you already purged? I seen her.
Yeah, it wasn't pleasant. Maybe there's more demon stuff that made the doors lock themselves. I guess it's all just crazy druid magic. I'm not familiar with it.
Or maybe it's just because we're not druids.
No, because it said corruption plagued the halls, and I feel like demons are a pretty big corruption thing.
Hey, animals! Do they answer?
Nothing.
Yoo-hoo, animals! Hello, hello.
I mean, we could see if Snap can open the door. I mean, he's a druid. Maybe like he worships Gazra, or at least knows Gazra, right? Snap?
Who?
Okay, to answer my question, so I guess we just take this one hall at a time. I mean, it's not like anything can be worse than downstairs, right? They said they locked the things they couldn't control downstairs, and they were scared of him. So maybe everything else will be just a piece of cake.
Sounds good.
You hear glass shattering to the north of you, Snap.
Am I the only one that hears it?
Yes.
All right, I'll get Nat. Nat, did you hear that?
No.
Glass broke.
What happened?
Glass broke. And I point in the direction. I point in the direction.
What direction was that, over here?
Yeah.
Above you guys. So north of you, Snap.
Yeah, I point at
the room that you're right next to.
Oh. I point at the door.
Right here?
Yeah.
Where is my... I roll stealth, and I open up the door.
You open up the door.
I roll stealth, though. Stealthily.
Give me a second.
You rolled a 23.
I rolled 23.
You open up the door.
Oh, shit.
There's two chambers in here. One is an office-like, and one looks like a bed chamber. It includes a small desk, chairs, and lined with bookcases. And at the end, you see a bathtub, a nice, like, armoire, and glass just shattered on the ground. And you hear a voice. Listen, listen, Lessa, listen. This is my place. This is mine. You go away now. This is all mine.
Hey, guys, there's some fucking weirdo talking to himself in this room.
What do you mean?
Yeah, what defines weird?
Pervert. He's
what? You said what? You said
talking to himself.
Did you say pervert?
He said pervert.
You heard him. He's talking to himself, and he's standing next to glass.
Why don't you go ask him what's going on? See what's happening.
I might kill him.
I mean, you want to kill him, but
yeah, you don't have to do that. You could just talk to him.
All right, I'm gonna talk to him. Hello.
What? What is that? What?
Hello.
Is that a goblin?
Oh God. Hello.
What are you doing here? Back! Get away! You nasty thing.
What's going on with the glass?
This imbecile back thinks that this is his room, but it is in fact my room.
Wait, is there two people in here?
Yes. Do you not see him? Did the GM forget to show him to you?
Yeah, I think he did.
Oh, there's two of us in here.
You sure are fresh. Because he wasn't in there initially, but he appeared. So you should probably just refresh.
So, what's your name?
I am Lissa.
Lissa?
Yes. Who are you? What are you doing here?
Naz, and who's your other friend?
He's not my friend.
Who is
he? His name is Back.
Back?
Yes, Back.
How's it spelled?
What's your name?
That's weird. My name is Naz.
Okay, Naz, do me a favor.
Maybe.
Do you want to make a deal?
No, maybe. What's the deal?
You kill him.
What?
And I'll make you rich.
How rich are we talking?
I was literally about to say.
How much money do you have now?
What? Well, that doesn't answer the question.
I'll double it.
That's nothing. that is not worth a life.
She's not telling the truth.
What?
She's not telling the truth.
I didn't think so. Why do you want this person killed?
This is my room. I want it.
You want to kill Back? Yes. For your room?
Lessa, don't listen to the goblin. Just, Lessa, what did I tell you about goblins?
Is this... Lessa, is this your husband?
No, it's not my husband. He's just... He's Back. I don't know how to say it. He's just... He sucks.
Lessa, your voice is changing.
He sucks, okay?
Grimlock knocks on the door.
Who's that?
Housekeeping!
He just keeps knocking, not answering.
What? Okay, Lessa, let's talk about this a little bit. I want to understand what's going on. So, Back is in this room.
Hold on, there's someone at the door. I have to enter the door. Hello?
Oh, hello? Hello? Hello there?
Hi, neighbors!
Yep, we just moved in across the way over there. Where are we?
Well, this is a hermitage of the Blessed Lightning.
I mean, I knew that, but, you know, keep going.
You're in the grand hall.
Yep.
And you're approaching my room.
I'm not actually in your room. I'm just...
Okay. I'm going to close the door now.
Wait.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Do they look like normal people, or is there something wrong? Is there something wrong with their physical?
Exactly like the other people that have been here.
What does that mean?
They're wearing the same clothes, the same armor. They have tridents.
Except they have.
But nothing's wrong with their face or anything, or
nothing's wrong with their face. They look completely human.
They have the words "corrupted priest" tattooed on their foreheads.
I thought that said "computer priest."
Yeah, I thought so too. I was like, "computer priest." Yeah, I was like, I mean, I really need a press refresh.
Confused where we're at with this.
We're at a bit of a standstill here. My name's Anna Cardman. I come into the room.
Hello.
What seems to be the problem here?
Watch out for this AI priest, man.
Mac is over here. He won't leave my room.
Who?
He says it's his room. Back.
Back.
That's me. Lissa, stop it. Stop talking to strangers.
Lissa and Back? Back and Lissa?
Yes.
Why don't we step out into the hall and resolve this in neutral ground?
This is my neutral ground. This is my home.
It's not very neutral because you have home court advantage here.
Oh, that makes sense. But I like my home court advantage. I worked hard for it. The regular season's dull.
Okay, but you guys are just trying to do what?
I want this room. He wants this room.
Okay.
This was Harlech's room. And after we disposed of him...
Harlech. Why does that name sound so familiar?
But what are you doing back here?
Harlech.
Yes, Harlech. The old one that used to live here.
Old one.
The main person, the main druid, the leader of the Crescent Lightning.
Did we kill him? I don't remember if we killed him.
You killed Harlech?
I don't know. I'm actually asking that to Naz.
No,
Naz?
That was Nemanja.
No idea.
Oh. Okay, we killed Nemanja. Okay. That's who we killed.
I mean, it could have been Harlech.
You killed Nemanja?
Yeah, do you know her?
Yeah, we did kill her, yes.
I wonder if that means Bellinelli's free now.
Who?
Bellinelli?
Oh, God.
Did we kill Bellinelli, too?
No, Bellinelli is the buff guy.
It was the buff guy in the drawing we had.
Nemanja's gone. That means Bellinelli might be single.
We killed Bellinelli too.
No, you didn't.
No, we didn't. What happened here with the glass?
Is that Joe laughing or Lissa laughing?
Yeah, I don't know.
What happened with the glass here? Because I don't.
Back was in his cups and he threw a glass at me. He wanted me to leave the room. But you know, Back, you can have the room now. I'm gonna go try to find Bellinelli.
Wait, is he here? Is he here? Wait, hold
wait,
on.
Wait, Les.
We surround Les on both sides.
Tripper, Grimlock, Tripper.
No, where Bellinelli? Where is he?
We haven't seen him in, I don't know, a few weeks.
Because we killed him. We told you.
No, you didn't.
We killed him. Yes, we did.
He went to some tower. He wanted to go study something.
Okay.
He said there was a gym he had to go to and to study how to be bigger.
A gym?
What's a gym?
It's a place where people get bigger. I don't know. I don't do that thing. But I'm just going to go to him now.
Okay, bye.
Goodbye. If no one stops her, she just leaves the hermitage. Yeah.
I go get Fidget. Fidget.
Huh? Yeah, what's up?
Sorry. That person's going to go get Gallinelli. You should send your
Barnelli.
Yeah. Send your buddy to follow. Think about it. Think about it. Right out the door. You can still see them right there, see? This is a classic, like, you know, following case.
Classic scouting mission for Bartholomew. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
What if they go really far away? What if I can't get Bartholomew back?
I'll be back. He knows his way home.
Bartholomew's smart. Rats are very smart.
Okay, all right. Well, you guys know better. She's going to pull out Bartholomew. All right, Bartholomew, I need you to catch up to that person and follow them. You got it?
Bartholomew nods and sprints out the door.
Oh, did Bartholomew forget how he sounded?
He can't talk today. But he has sprinter, so he can definitely catch up to them.
Okay.
And cool, keep up with the human.
Yeah.
Okay.
He can move up to 50 feet.
That's the last we ever saw of Bartholomew.
It's fine.
No, it's not. Animals.
Back just looks at you. Naz like, well, you did it. This is my room now. Bye.
Animals, did we get rid of some of the corruption? I'm yelling at the door.
No response.
Snap, do you have any thoughts on what this door is or what the enchantment is around this?
Snap is holding the dolphin up to the door to see if that does anything.
It does not. Snap, you're an atheist, right?
Snap doesn't know what that word means.
Does Snap believe in a higher being?
Not really.
Okay. Naz, as you leave the room, you look back and Back just has a book open and he's laying on a bed.
What a waste of time.
And in this conundrum, I think it's a great time to pick it up next week. As you guys have really entered the Hermitage.
Hey y'all, thanks for listening to another week of the Makers Misfits podcast. You can catch us on Twitter at Makers Misfits, on Instagram, Makers Misfits. We even have a Gmail, makersmisfits@gmail.com. Please tell your friends, tell your coworkers, the person next to you, the person sitting across the hall from you, tell them to listen to our podcast. Like, rate, review, subscribe, pray, whatever you need to do. Help us get our voices heard. Have a good week, y'all.